On today's show, Mercedes Trucks is 3D printing metal replacement parts. Tesla burns through over $1 billion in the second quarter to help get the Model 3 to market. And how Honda engineers were able to integrate its magic slide seats in the new Odyssey. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Well, Tesla reported its second quarter earnings, and the results are mixed. First, the good. It delivered more than 22,000 Model S and Xs, which is over a 50% gain compared to last year. And that helped boost revenues 120% to $2.8 billion. However, Tesla posted an operating loss of $240 million, which is slightly worse than the year before, and its net loss of $336 million is about a 15% drop. But despite these losses and burning through over $1 billion in the second quarter, which helped pay for the Model 3 production and more batteries, Bloomberg reports investors are still bullish on the company. Its stock jumped 7%. But as long as the company keeps showing sales growth, analysts believe Tesla won't have any trouble raising more cash. BMW also reported its second quarter earnings, which were up strong. The company sold close to 634,000 vehicles, including Mini and Rolls-Royce, which is over a 4% gain compared to the year before. That helped push its revenue to 26 billion euros, a 3% increase. The company's earnings before interest and taxes jumped 7.5% to 3 billion euros, and its net profit of 2.2 billion euros is 13% higher than the prior year. BMW's outlook for the entire year is positive. It expects its sales and financial numbers to remain solid throughout 2017. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
About a year ago, the service and parts division of Mercedes-Benz Trucks started offering 3D printed plastic replacement parts, and now it's offering a 3D printed metal part. By melting together a mixture of powdered aluminum and a silicon material in layers using a laser, it's able to make complex parts that have high strength and thermal resistance. It's first going to offer a thermostat housing for older trucks and Unimog models. And you know what? I think this helps show how confident it is in the parts. Over time, coolant becomes acidic and will corrode metal parts, of which aluminum is very susceptible. In the future, Mercedes trucks could offer internal and external engine parts, and parts for cooling systems, transmissions, axles, or the chassis. And speaking of 3D printing, Local Motors is gearing up for serial production of its autonomous shuttle, Ollie, which has many parts and components that are 3D printed. Two versions of Ollie will be made, an industrialized model that can be made in higher production numbers, making it cheaper and more accessible to companies, and a customizable version, which will be more expensive and largely 3D printed on demand. You may remember that GM started offering a feature not too long ago that will alert drivers of something potentially being left in the back seat. And now Nissan is going to offer the same convenience. The feature, which Nissan calls Rear Door Alert, will come standard on the 2018 Pathfinder. By monitoring the door latches, if the system detects a rear door was opened and closed prior to a trip, but was not reopened, it will first pop up a message in the instrument cluster. If that goes ignored, it will then begin to chirp the horn. But if it's a system a customer doesn't want or need, Rear Door Alert can be shut down temporarily or turned off permanently. Coming up next, why Honda believes its magic slide seats in the new Odyssey are a better alternative to Chrysler's stow-and-go seats.
Lighter, safer, stronger, quieter, and more sustainable. Tell us where you need to go, and we'll help you get there. Dow Automotive Systems. We don't succeed unless you do.
You know, minivans are the perfect vehicle for families because of their versatility. Chrysler has its stow-and-go seats to make getting in and out easier, but Honda decided to go in a different route with the new Odyssey. On last week's Autoline After Hours, we were joined by Chad Harrison, the chief engineer of the Odyssey, and he talked about the development of its Magic Slide seats.
The package of a minivan is the most important to a customer. It's got to fit our 8 passengers, it's got to fit all their stuff, and they have to be comfortable inside. Our number one priority on this car was function for young families. And those young families generally have child seats in the car. Most of the solutions out there in either SUVs or minivans aren't so great when you've got rear-facing child seats in the car. And what I mean by that is trying to get to the third row. We've got an expensive third row seat, and people buy minivans because of that. Trying to get there with a rear-facing child seat in almost anything out there is very, very difficult. So we developed what we call the Magic Slide seat, which allows the outboard seats in the second row with the mid-row center removed to slide towards the inside of the car. And then you can get, even with a child seat installed, you can get easy access to the third row ingress and egress. So we basically built around that concept. So second thing that I talked about body rigidity earlier, that's for that confident dynamic. So we had to integrate that structure that's the rails of the sliding seat into the body structure to meet all our rigidity targets. So you can imagine cutting a rail across the car isn't going to be very efficient. So we use the rail with some steel parts to be the rigid structure.
To learn more about the making of the new Honda Odyssey, you can watch that entire interview right now on Autoline.tv, or you can find it on our YouTube channel. Speaking of after hours, we've got an all-new show this afternoon. John and Gary are on location at the Center for Automotive Research's Management Briefing Seminars. They'll be interviewing guests from the California Air Resources Board, PSA, and Mazda to talk about the issues impacting those organizations. So head to Autoline.tv this afternoon for some of the best insider discussions in the automotive industry. But that's it for today. Thanks for watching, and we hope you'll join us right back here again tomorrow.